Yo, 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 geez. VIP, let's kick it.
But when we did the episode, I had to have the lyrics pulled up, man. I didn't remember them all. I just remember the stupid ones. Well, not the stupid ones, because they were all stupid ones. But anyway. So, hey, everybody. This is Turkmenny 2.
And I am Akomi.
And we are back with another episode of the Savage Dragon cartoon. And I hope you guys can actually find these episodes to take a look at them, because we have something special coming up a little bit later, and we're going to have to kind of incorporate the whole thing through because of the way it works. And I say later, it's going to be much later into the series. Because, God, I don't remember how many episodes Savage Dragon has. But,
I mean, I know it's two seasons, so presumably...
Maybe 28?
Yeah, 26, 28. I mean, if it's a 9-episode season, then only 18, but, I mean, typically they do full-size seasons on these.
And if it's a 5-episode, it's only going to be 10. 26 episodes. Sorry, so I had to do that to you, because I hate it when people add in unnecessary anything. It's not even a comment. I guess it's a comment. To something that's not required at all. Like, you haven't added anything to this conversation. Like, if anything, I'm puzzled by why you even opened your mouth. So I had to go and go get a battery. And so I went to the store and I got this battery. I'm buying this battery. I'm at the counter, and these two women are in front of me. And the one woman was looking for hangers. She needs some hangers because she had just moved to someplace and she thought she had enough hangers, but she didn't. She was trying to hang up all her clothes, so she didn't want to put anything in drawers. I tried not to put, you know, clothing. Obviously, not she hang up her panties. She might have been. I don't know. Anyway.
Were those the panties your mother laid out for you?
So she was like, I didn't realize that I need so many hangers. And the cashier was like, yeah, it's like, you know, it's, you know, some, you know, yeah, some people, you know, some people don't, you know, don't use hangers at all. You know, they don't hang any of this stuff up. So then the woman that was with the lady buying the hangers, she's like, it's like, yeah, some people don't hang their clothes up. Some people do. Yes. Yeah. That is a fact. Some people don't, and some people do. That's the only two options they are.
Oh, like, so you mean like conversational fodder or whatever.
Right.
That just like fills the void of a conversation. That's...
Just so she could add something to it, but you didn't add anything to
right,
it.
Right, right.
You actually just... You just killed, like, this little banter. I mean...
The one I'm really guilty of is at the end of the day.
At the end of the day?
Yeah, you can remove at the end of the day from literally any sentence that you tack it onto, and it will not change the meaning of the sentence.
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the day, I just like Philly cheesesteaks. Okay, well, scratch that. I just like Philly cheesesteaks. Right. Like, all it does is just fill up space of a conversation. I'm guilty as sin for doing it.
I mean, the only time it really works is if you're going to tell somebody what you're going to do at the end of your day.
Right, right. But then it's not, like, conversational fodder. Then it's, like, a qualifying term or a quantifying term or whatever.
Yeah, but I know what you mean. I'm saying like the only time that is useful is if you're using it that way. Otherwise, yeah, yeah. It's just, you're just like, whoa.
But the one that I like doing and I never remember to do it and I need to get better about it is you can respond to pretty much anything somebody says when they're telling a story, especially if it's something you just don't want to hear, don't care about, and you just go, wow, that's a lot of lumber.
Oh, wow. I've never had that one before.
It's great. It's great. A webcomic artist that I used to follow would always do that. And just like, if he was stuck in a conversation, he would just say that. And like, it's not a real saying. It doesn't make any sense. But it sounds just enough like it makes sense that people don't question it.
Right. Because like, oh, yeah, lumber. I get it. You're saying, yeah, wow, that's a lot to unload. It's a lot to unpack.
It was, yeah, yeah.
It's a lot of information.
I'm like, oh yeah, I've already had to go to Walmart 3 times this week. Damn, that's a lot of lumber.
Yeah.
Like, it's great. It's great.
And of course, people, just not to feel awkward, will just try to make sense out of what you just said. Instead of being like, wait, what? Like, what does that mean? I was going to add something else to that. Or say something about that. Shit, now it's gone. I hate that. Anyway, that's a good one to just say, wow, that's a lot of lumber.
Yeah, I got to start using that more.
So anyway, So here we are with another episode of The Savage Dragon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so I was talking about, just maybe before we started getting off this all this thing here, mm-hmm. I was talking about the, you know, our, the special thing we have planned for people a little later on.
Yeah, yeah.
So somewhere, I think it's in the second season, not the first one, there is a, the shows that were going on at the time, which, Savage Dragon, Mortal Kombat, like, Warriors of something, whatever. Anyway, they did a crossover of all these shows. And, where there was this kind of theme, there was some kind of villain that was traveling through time and it impacted all the shows. So they're all connected by this story of this time traveling villain, even though the series themselves aren't really connected in any way. But there's this whole, like, arc there. So we'll have that coming up soon where we'll be into watching those additional episodes from the other shows, but just those that tie into this whole thing.
That's cool.
Yeah. When I heard about that, I was like, wow, that's kind of interesting.
That's very cool.
So, yeah. So we'll have that coming up. I said it's going to be into, like, season two, because I think that's when it takes, when that happens. It's
probably going to be some dumb fucking anti-drug campaign again. That's the last time I heard about a gigantic cartoon crossover that I was really excited about.
Yeah, it's like, oh, he's trying to bring drugs from the past into the future. Yeah, so...
You remember Cartoon All-Stars, Save the Day Against Drugs, or whatever it was called.
No, I don't.
It was everything. It was, like, the Fred Wolf Ninja Turtles, it was the Looney Tunes, it was Tom and Jerry, it was, like, the Muppet Babies. It was, like, every awesome... It was Garfield. It was, like, every awesome 80s cartoon you could possibly imagine in this massive crossover. And it was, like, all right, that's going to be so cool. And then it was just them, like, encouraging them to be a narc. And, like, oh, if your friends try to give you drugs, tell your parents. And it was lame as shit, man.
Yeah, I'm glad I wasn't really present for that.
Lame as shit.
All right, so let's get into this, which is not going to be that lame at all.
It'll be a little bit lame.
It'll be a little bit lame, but lame in a good way.
But, I mean, it's got all the voice actors that I love. That is, like, always the compliment that I fall back to on this.
Yeah, well.
It's like I could listen to a conversation between Jim Cummings and Kath Soucie and fall right asleep.
Well, that's your new ASMR right there.
I would love that.
Hi, I'm Jim Cummings. Hi, I'm Kathy Soucie. And so we're just going to help you just fall asleep. If we've done our job well, you're asleep already.
Just smash cuts to me, like, face down on the floor. And the Family Guy fall pose.
All right, so here we are, Savage Dragon, Season 1, Episode 5, Locomotion. Come on, baby, let's do it. All right, we're going to start with a three count of 3, 2, 1, go.
Here we go!
Chicago, known for its pizza and crime.
That's true. That's exactly what it's known for.
But he could lay down beats. His name was Kanye West.
No one man should have all this power.
He's a cop, a dragon, a genius.
And a Christian. Yeah, I'm just saying we should go DEFCON 7 on the Jews, you know what I'm saying? I would love a Kanye West cartoon in this exact art style.
Oh, man. If they did a Kanye West cartoon like they did, like the Andre 3000 like cartoon.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then MC Hammer and all those. Where he, like, went around. Oh, man. It'd be like the Karate Kid cartoon, one of those, where he went around... Like solving crimes and stuff. Oh, that could be the new Mike Tyson's Mysteries.
Yeah.
Like Kanye West Crime Stopper. So it's an ultra train. Do you have an ultra train? Or did you just make the tunnel and hope the train's going to come like Field of Dreams?
I don't know, but I should be taking notes because this is like some good pickup line stuff.
Hey, everybody, it's Slade Wilson.
He does his old man voice exactly the way I do when I'm DMing. The old man grins at you and slides a potion across the table. Here you go, don't spin it all in one place. Shit. His hand doesn't fit the glove imprint.
Well, it's because he had his hand measured in the morning. And And so that's why. Yeah, it's a real thing.
Really?
Like, if you're gonna get your, if you're gonna get, like, your, go find, like, buy jewelry or get your, ring, your fingers measured for rings.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't do it in the, you don't do it in the morning, you do it in the afternoon because your fingers are bigger in the morning.
Interesting, like interesting.
So, yeah, so the ring will be too big.
That is a good look for her.
I know what I want to bust. Illinois State Prisoner. What? It's a... I was going to say it's a rocket.
Oh, thank God.
From the back of a rocket?
Thought that was
yes.
Just...
wow.
That was just a missile with extra steps.
And they were just there at the wall, just waiting?
Well, you know, it was their outdoor time.
Oh, okay.
When they're let out into the yard to, like, exercise and shit, and trade cigarettes for favors.
Wait, the police... This is the police department? It's just an empty... It's
just a falling apart, like, renovated subway.
Yeah, I mean, there's no front desk. You just walk in, it's just a big open office.
Why do you do the awkward anime weeaboo shit? Like, oh, I'm embarrassed. I'm gonna rub the back of my head. Sugoi. Wild card, baby!
Yeah,
what? I cut the brakes! Yeah! Don't wave your sounding rod at me. It makes me very uncomfortable.
Toe the line. Love isn't always on time, Captain. You know that. And Savage Dragon loves his job. I like how they were waiting until the camera started rolling in before they ran.
It's like really badly edited. It's like, and action.
I hope this isn't waterproof. And just... Welcome to Fight Club. What was that guy in the middle? You see, he was like, oh...
He was having a good time.
Well, yeah, the cop... Oh, no, he's dead. He can tell you that after all. What? Really? It looks like a dial to me.
Looks like a coffee filter to me. He fucked you up good, bud.
What are you laughing about, Ginger? Oops, I broke my roll. Sorry.
Yeah, you gotta... It's Ginger. You can't use the hard R. That's their word.
Gentlemen, I want a hard target search. up and away.
They just happened to land on her train.
Yeah.
Poor chick.
Isn't that train supposed to be leaving town? Isn't she leaving town?
It's going anywhere.
Oh. Nice. Journey, I got it.
Yeah.
See, you just... You just touch the screwdriver to it, and it just... Dude.
Sorry, I was just really distracted by the guy with the visible brain, because, like, a strong gust is going to blow, and he's going to just, like, piss his pants and start shaking uncontrollably.
I was just wondering, like, he's got his skull, so is this skull transparent?
I would assume that's what they're doing, because if it's just an exposed skull, then he would literally be dead by now.
Well, I mean, I'm saying, like, you could see his skull, so was the skull transparent, or, like, why would we see his brain then?
I would think that the skull is transparent.
You want to put Dragon on the train? How much does train cost? How many passengers are there on the train? Just trying to figure out how much time we have. You can get coupons online. Okay. I mean, technically, you both your heads are the same size.
Yeah.
Oh, look, it's a Pip-Boy.
I don't know how to divvy up my skill points. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I gotta add to my stealth, I gotta add to my shooting, but then I fail all of my conversation checks. It's miserable.
Oh, dude, I gotta tell you about this whole perk setup in Fallout. It's great. But, so his henchmen are stupid, but also they talk back.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, if I'm paying you to do a job, like, you're not gonna talk back to me. I'm like, no. Like,
I mean, you would think not. This day.
If you're gonna speed like that, he's gonna jump it, of course. Shouldn't you have some siren, like lights and sirens on?
I mean, you would think, yeah.
That's not gonna work. That's not gonna work. You can't.
It worked.
He didn't even hit the ramp. He just jumped over like turbo boost, kid. I guess we could be. Did you shit your pants too? So that guy there with the doubleheader, like, which mouth is the one that eats?
I mean, you would think it would be the bottom one.
Maybe the top one just chews gum.
It doesn't matter if they're not in uniform, like. Ain't nobody got that kind of upper body strength.
Yeah, plus, I mean, if she threw him, like, she threw him out of the doorway, so why would she run further into the train then?
Yeah, yeah.
So they don't have lights at all in this train? They just rely everything on sunlight? Okay.
Yeah, it looks like that whole thing. It's got lights on the ceiling right there!
Okay, no, I'm not gonna ask any questions.
Yeah, no, just enjoy it. Just enjoy it.
Guacamole, the cartel.
Guacamole.
Maybe his skin is. Maybe his skin is transparent. That solved nothing, by the way.
Yeah.
Because he's got no lips, so he can't form certain words. It's actually Niesman. Niesman. Wait, I mean, do you actually have to handle? You just hold the button down.
Yeah, for yeah. Like, especially if you're worried about the way he's driving.
It's Canada. Nobody goes to Canada.
Fun in Toronto.
So
a cop doesn't need the chief's permission to arrest somebody. Oh no, Niesman arrest Dragon. Okay.
So the train diverts and it circles back to where it came from.
Yeah, yeah.
But that'll take us downtown. So, but that box you just crushed there, that actually operates the switching mechanism. I can't do it now.
Oh, drag.
Promote fear. That movie sucked. With Mark Wahlberg? That was horrible. Oh my god. So the train's not straight anymore? Now it's gay? But I'm an uncompromising racist.
I know your first order is suck my dick!
And it's scaly, because I'm a dragon. Again, we've got a guy with the, no hands.
Why'd she reveal herself?
You violated my officer. She said that the jetpacks were someplace nice and snug, so I just thought...
Studley.
Aren't you guys skin and bone too? I mean, technically speaking. I like how he just easily crosses railroad tracks without any...
Yeah. Of course, he's in that nice cop car. He's got cop tires, cop suspension.
Yeah, cop brakes, cop blocks, cop shocks. Okay, so he keeps calling everybody freaks, right? I mean, he's like they're just allowing that. I mean,
yeah, it's very discriminatory.
Very much so.
I mean,
why is the scaffolding still there? I thought this thing was finished.
No, they said the bridge wasn't finished. That's the whole reason why they're doing it.
Oh, okay. Because I thought they were like.
That was also Kat Susie's voice.
For some reason, I thought when they were talking about the tunnel and they were like we were doing this whole press conference that it was done at that time. Why talk about something that's half done?
No, the whole plot is that they're driving the train into the tunnel to smash it and kill everybody to promote fear.
Gotcha. I wasn't really paying attention because this thing's stupid.
Yeah.
Would you really be able to hear somebody walking on the roof of a train like that?
Lord, no.
At that speed? Okay, let me get in front of you here. My turn. What's at that one, like, sharp tooth, like, right in the middle of his jaw?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm off the train. I'm not going to die. Thank you, dragon.
My question is, why does he sound like Bill Cosby? Just a couple of seconds. I'm going to use my mind powers on you.
You see, you want to get down with the mind guy.
You both are disrespecting me and my mental powers.
Why do people always still use that chopped liver line? Like, it's not even something that I mean, I'm sure some people do, but it's not like a regular thing of chopped liver.
Yeah.
Like, well, that was gay.
Yeah, very.
And what's this guy? Is it sludge or is it glue? Because he picked the train guy conductors up and threw them, or the attendants often.
Well,
slammed into a wall, so you're dead.
In the original cartoon, it was actually white, and they had to change it for.
Oh yeah.
Had to change it to keep their all ages rating.
Understood.
And then the train stops right before it hits the wall, and it's like, oh, out of gas.
Okay. Plan? Who has time to think of a plan? The rest of the train? Yeah, that's because they're not dragons. Is he a chef or is he a conductor? I can't tell.
Well, he's got a little rat under his hat that's like telling him how to steer the train.
You're doing good, dragon. Just keep on going, baby. Why don't you do something?
Yeah. Problem solved.
So I want them to show the side of the train again, because if it's all what I think I saw, that was so awesome. So a girl in a crop top comes in here and be like, hey, train's going to crash. Follow me. I know what I'm talking about. Do you normally just put a bunch of cinder blocks at the end of the thing and say, it's not finished?
Tunnel's full.
Actually,
yes, you have.
He told me that in the last episode.
I mean, really, we're like 4 for 4 on this.
Oh, that's going to just not work at all. Is there anything to stop this elevator from falling? Yeah, the basement.
Why did it change from orange to blue?
Was that milk?
No, that's not milk.
So, okay, maybe it's because I don't know how you drill tunnels. Maybe that's my problem. I don't know how you drill a tunnel that you just keep drilling until you get to the lake, and then how are you gonna like? Because shouldn't you be drilling underneath the lake, not through it? Or
I mean, you would think, right?
I thought you didn't know where the jetpacks were.
They had him at the beginning of the episode when they escaped.
Oh, shit. Never mind. I was about to say, like, why is he flying away? But he's a shark, so he's saltwater, not freshwater.
Yeah.
He's the same size as you! You see a Dennis the Delinquent there with the fat lady? you just put that just right there and out in the open there, huh?
Come on, we gotta throw the emergency water cutoff switch.
You've got a full computer there, but for the thing, you've got this little control panel? Oh my god, what a puss.
Wow.
Because he gets things backwards. As slow as those things are going, you...
Is there a slow button? Do you ever see the Savage Dragon just being, like, casually racist?
Not really.
No, you don't think that he'd be, shopping at a 7-Eleven or something and, like, see some black guys and be like, oh, I'm not looking to get robbed.
Right. You know, it's the one thing with the freaks. At least you can tell that, you know, you see them and you're like, oh, you're up to no good, but these blacks, you know.
I mean, he's got that 40. All he's got to do is just break the bottle.
So, on the side of the train, so the engine,
yeah,
it had the words "ultra" for the ultra rail,
yeah,
but they were backwards instead of the U starting at the front,
yeah.
Because like on the one side, the U starts at the back of the engine,
right.
And so on the other side, it all started at the back of the engine and went forward, saying ultra backwards. So they must have just like flipped the cell or something.
Yeah. That's what they would do with Sonic's plane in the earliest games. They would say Sonic until you were like facing the other direction, and then it would just be like Genos.
So he can just call him a freak right there in front of the captain, and that's okay.
Yeah, you can just like drop a racial slur right there in front of your boss.
Cool.
Yeah, you know. That's the lesson here. Like, obviously, become a Chicago cop if you want to be able to just, like, drop racial slurs right there in front of your boss.
So, apparently, Savage Dragon, you know, this whole show takes place in, like, the 50s of Chicago.
The 50s of Chicago. You know, the far-flung future of 1952.
Yeah. That's how you can just get away with it. Like, yeah, you freak. I called him a freak. I don't know why I like those damn freaks on the force.
Gotta get these damn freaks off the streets.
Dirty ass freak. So
what?
I don't understand. I don't know if the writers of cartoons like this are really good or really bad. Because if you and I were going to do something like this, for a 20-minute long cartoon,
yeah,
we were probably just overcomplicated.
Maybe.
So, are they really good at just simplifying things? Be like, okay, here's a story. Or are they just really bad writers? And they think this is as good as they can write. It's like you write really well to do, or you know, it's kind of like you have the perfect face for radio. Like you've got the perfect writing skills for an animated series.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like every time I hear writers talking about, like writing for animation, it's always the same story, which is the deadlines were killing us. We just did what we could.
Right.
So I don't think that they were doing either or. I don't think that it was like, oh yeah, I'm really overconfident and I'm going to make this amazing. And I don't think that it was like, I am totally out of my league. I don't know what I'm doing. I think it's just like, we have 18 hours to write this script. We have to do it.
Right. So it's like, okay, and this time we're going to, like, you know, like we don't have time for you to create any new characters. So use the ones we already have models for. You know? No new characters that we've got to, like, design and stuff like that. That we've got to, like, not recast, but we've got to, like, cast something for, even before you're choosing, like, you know, the people we already have on hand, like, you know, like Susie and Cummings and like I said, Jay, but
I'm surprised they gave Officer Wilde like a casual street clothes look for this episode.
Yeah, that is unusual.
But like they also saved like 3 or 4 minutes of animation time just by showing the train.
Yeah. Again and again, going this way and that way. And let's see. Yeah, we've seen, I think the sludge guy may have been new. I don't think I've ever seen him before. Yeah. But we've definitely seen Doubleheader before.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
I think he was in the very first episode.
Well, that was Savage Dragon episode one. I mean, except season one, episode five. Locomotive. Or no, sorry, Locomotion.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad.
I mean, it's as good as the other ones.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Definitely not the worst episode, but...
That is true.
Not the best. Not the best.
I'm hoping when we get to season two, though, they're going to get a little sharper.
I feel like they would have to. Like, typically when a show hits season two, that's when they've kind of hit their stride and they've got a little bit more of a budget. Oh. I miss the days when my knees would actually bend right. I hate getting old.
Yeah. Getting old is, I mean, there's some benefits, but at the same time, like, oh, geez. I think the problem is that people are like, you know, you don't want to do that because when you get older, you know, then your legs aren't going to work and everything. Like, whatever.
Don't tell me my business, devil woman.
Exactly. but I'm having fun now doing this, so.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't jump off the couch and land on your knees. Screw you, lady. All right, so. Thanks for checking us out, everybody. This is Turk22.
Akomi out.
And Turk22 was very close behind, right? Yep. Okay.
Zang. Yeah, be sure to hit the lights on your way out, Turk.
Want me to ring the bell? Ding, ding. All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.